Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash of me. Better leave all your jaws and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational stack to see successful guests promote yourself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and joining me also here live in the form is
Esther. Hey, everyone.
So peace and greetings, Esther. Good to have you in the form tonight, as well as the remix family. You guys know it's Friday night. You know what we do. We're live in the remix tonight. We're going to be chatting and chilling and talking about all things dreams tonight as we get ready to get into the share and talk about what else is going on in remix land. So what's going on? What's good, Esther? Glad to have you joining me here tonight.
It's a lot going on. It's a whole lot going on.
It definitely is. And we're going to be chatting and chilling tonight. It's a great night to get yourself on the phone. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Plus one when you get on the phone line so we know that you're there, because we're going to be doing a lot of sharing tonight. And we're going to be looking for you guys to do that as well. We're going to be talking about all things dreams here live in the forum tonight. Also, I want to encourage you that to get yourself over to the Remix Radio page. Click like. It's a lot of conversation going on there, a lot of activity happening over there. And I want to make sure, can you guys hear us loud and clear? Can you hear us loud and clear? We'll definitely check with you guys out there. Beautiful. So you guys can hear us loud and clear. We're really going to be getting it in tonight and just talking about some of the amazing things that we have going on this weekend, how this week has been, because it's been a crazy, psycho, sexy kind of week for everyone, I think, across the world. And what is going on across the world, I can definitely tell you guys that. And so many of you have told me, either throughout the sessions, I mean, the sessions have been completely off the hook, met some very powerful, amazing brothers and sisters from around the world. That's always a treat for me. And been connecting with you guys on Facebook, as well as Twitter and in email. I've been getting your emails myself and Sister Manya, and you know, all the things that you guys have been sharing as well that's going on in your world. And really, I think it's a perfect time for us to begin to talk about dreams. Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to give some international shots out. Of course we're going to dance. Of course we're going to move ourselves around. We're going to do all of that. It's the remix. And one of the things I want to bring your attention to for all of you who are... Wait, I got to do that. For all of you who are self-invested, you got a chance to get a chance to experience what that felt like. We did our very first class this week in self-invested, and that was Color is My Magic. And I got some amazing feedback from that class. I know you were in there, Esther. It was the class that I taught, and we talked about colors and how to use them and how to activate them. and all kinds of great things.
Yes, yes. It was off the chain. Off the chain.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was an amazing class. Great feedback from the class, and everybody is loving it. But we're going to be doing another class this Saturday. It's actually going to be happening Saturday night. For those of you who are self-invested, you already got your email, and that is Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience is going to be talking about numbers. That's right. He's really going to be getting into the science and the magic of numbers. So numerology is going to be going down. It's going to be a series of classes that he's going to be teaching inside self-invested program. So for those of you who are self-invested, that's going to be tomorrow night. For those of you who are not and you're kind of thinking about becoming self-invested, you definitely want to get yourself over to questionforblue @gmail.com and just put that you want to find out more about becoming self-invested. And we'll be able to send you that information. And so you can have access to that class, to all the classes. I've also talked to the sister Goddess Rainwater. She's going to be teaching some classes in self-invested, as well as the Reverend Goddess Charmaine has said she will, the Brother Wayne Chandler, the Brother Yasir is going to be teaching classes. Siva Haru, Alke Gulan, he's a comedic scribe of 20-plus years, and some more amazing brothers and sisters to come on board to be teaching classes in self-invested. As well as yours truly, myself and Esther, will be teaching classes in self-invested. And we're just going to be getting it in. We're going to have a great time. So much going on in the remix world for all of us out there. And tonight we'll be talking about dreams, all kinds of dreams, you know, because dreams do come true. We know they do.
Mm-hmm. What dreams may come, yes.
Yes. And what dreams may come, that too. So all of those good things we're going to be talking about tonight and talking with you guys about that as well. Don't forget, it is the weekend. So for those of you who want to get a chem deck, what are you waiting for? Get yourself over. Check out the show notes, www.msblueblast.com/cards, all one word, and check it out as well. And even if you want to get yourself over to get the audio workbook, which so many of you are doing, done, and still will do, that's available for you too. So much going on this weekend. And tonight, like I said, we're chatting and chilling. And we're doing it remix style. And you have myself and Esther joining us. I mean, you could ask for more, but why? Really? Why? You could, but why would you? Why would you even think about it? Like, for real? What planet are you on? So we're going to be having some fun tonight because that's what it's all about every single night. And I want to remind you guys that this is a very special treat that we're going to be getting on Sunday. And me and Esther was actually talking about this earlier. Sunday night, Siva Haru, Alke Bulan of the Hetepu Network. If you guys are not familiar with him, but he is a real comedic scribe. He's a real Siva, studying the comedic sciences, and he's going to be joining us on Sunday night, and we're going to be talking about the history of the goddess. Now, what's interesting is Siva Haru, who has been on the remix before, will be talking about this, and I'm going to be joining him, yours truly, and he's really going to be giving this science. Initially, I wanted him to do something very special for the sisters in the priestesshood. And one of the things that he told me was, you know, he thought this was great information for both the brothers and the sisters. And so he's going to come, something that he doesn't often do, and he's going to share this with the whole Remix family. And so, boy, it's going to be a packed show on Sunday night. Very special treat. Very, very special treat. And also, I want to tell you guys this. This week, these sisters in the priestesshood, and Esther's in the priestesshood too, I can't tell you guys. Like, these are some of the most amazing sisters from around the world. We had our second meeting, and boy, they got some stuff for you guys. Woo! They do. They got some stuff for you guys. Talk about Know Your Magic. These are some very, very special sisters. And they'll have some things coming up for you, too. So, yeah, what dreams may come. Lots of dreams to come. And the other thing, it's something else. I feel like I got to tell you guys so much. When Friday night comes, I'm just like, wow, what else to say? What else to say? I feel like I'm leaving something
out. Did you announce Saturday night self-invested class?
Yes. Yes, we talked about the self-invested class on Saturday night. Oh, and by the way, I'm not completely done, but let's go ahead and give a yay and a remix class because I have two assistants that's also working
with me.
Yay! Yay! Yeah, that's a big yay for all of
us.
That's
a big yay. Yay!
That's a big yay. Two amazing sisters, and I still will be bringing more on board. So I know a lot of you guys have inquired about the intern position and the two sisters. One of them is Chastity, and she's in the chat room, and the other one is Tia. Now, let me tell you something that's very interesting about Chastity, Tia, and Sister Munya. These three, all of them, of course, you know, Sister Munya has been my ride or die chick. Forever, and she's been riding and dying next to me. Chastity, Tia, and Sister Munya, all of them are originally from Tennessee, all of them. They're from different parts of Tennessee, but they're all from Tennessee. Amazing sisters, beautiful energy, and just want to welcome them and welcome them on board. They've already jumped in. They're doing their work. So that's really kind of helping all of us out, especially myself, Esther, and Sister Munya. That really is helping us out. And it's ultimately going to help you guys out, too, because that's going to free me up so we can all do more things because they're going to be doing their magic and doing their work to really just help grow everything, especially when it comes to the whole continuous concept of the remix and self-invested. Beautiful. I cannot be more excited and more pleased at this particular time with these amazing sisters who have come on board and more to come, as well as brothers that's working with me. So we're going to be doing some great things. I have so many surprises that I just have to pinch myself and slap myself because I want to tell you, but I'm going to wait. I'm gonna wait. We're live in the remix, everyone. It is Friday night. It's August the 9th. Can you believe it? We only have a few more months left in this year. It is August the 9th, 2012, and you're live in the remix. And so no matter what part of the world you're in, I just want to say welcome you. I know the sun is shining wherever you are, and I'm glad it's shining. And, I'm sorry, Baby Blue is correcting me. She said it's 2013, not 2012. So I apologize. She has been off the hook all day.
For real.
Esther can tell. Been off the hook.
Yes, indeed.
So it is 2013. Let me slow my roll. Sometimes I loop back around. So we're going to get ready to dance. And we're going to listen to Baby Blue. Let's just do that since we heard her in the
la,
back.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
So, you know, music, as you know too, Esther, is something close to your heart, and it's close to my heart too. And, you know, sometimes I wake up, and when I wake up, I'll have these concerts that are happening right in front of my face. And I will say that Baby Blue kind of got me into that because ever since she's been a baby, she would perform these concerts. You know, she'd be dancing and singing and all of this. And then from time to time, I will have, like, you know, Kim, you know, the singer, Kim, K-E-M, Kim. Kim,
yes, yes,
comes and sings to me all the time, you know, really. You know, Kim just, just to steal me on Kim. Yeah, Kim comes and performs a concert for me all the time. And, you know, Michael Jackson and, I, you know, all the singers, they come. Marvin, me and Marvin Gaye, woo, we've done some singing and, you know, Coltrane, you know, all of them, all the singers, you know. I've even been to some concerts with Billie Holiday and, you know, all of the great singers and all of them. So lately this week, this singer, and you're going to get to know who it is in just a moment, has been really, like, waking me up in the morning and singing to me. And this one song just really kind of stuck out to me. So it is definitely on my Save Me list, on my playlist. It's on my iTunes list. It is one of my jams that really just moves me. So it's an honor for me to kind of introduce some of you, because I know a lot of you are already going to know this, and you're going to be right there with me when I say this is my jam. Y'all are going to be saying, oh, this is my jam right here. Y'all are going to be able to jam with it too. So before we get into dreams, because music is one of those other ways that we can really get into that different vibration and energy, and really tap into that energy of our higher self. We can do it through music. And music is really that universal language that it doesn't matter what planet, what cosmos, you know, what solar system you're from, they can understand that language. This is even why NASA took Will I Am and broadcasted his song from out of space. I think it was on Jupiter. They broadcast his music out into outer space. Because they knew that vibration, and I don't care what anybody say, Esther, chime in when you feel free, but there is no greater vibration for a sister, and I guess I can speak for a sister, than a brother singing to you. Like, I don't know anything else that gives a greater vibration than to have a brother singing to you.
Yeah.
I mean, for real.
Yeah,
especially,
I agree.
Especially in the morning when you're waking up. And you're just laying there, and this brother just opens his mouth, and that frequency, that vibration just starts pouring out of him. I mean, literally, you really don't even know what he's saying. You just hear the vibration, the movement, the energy. So tonight, and I didn't leave you brothers out, so no worries. Tonight,
I'm sure they feel the same way about Sister Serenade them, so
course,
you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they feel me on that. So brothers, you'll be able to jam to this too. You'll be able to understand this, and you'll be able to jam to this too. All right, so here we go. So this is what I've been waking up to. And since he's been singing me and serenading me, I figured, why not? Why not let you guys hear it? So here we go.
Go in my heart and my soul.
Build me ever, up, ever know your soul.
Break
know your
me
heart.
Down, make me strong, make me strong.
You know love and I'm out of city, just wanna tell me. Shit, I'm just waiting
take
on somebody to show me. No love
in the heart of city, that's what they told me. Beef with over 100 niggas, don't none of them know me. Son of a mother studying at UBC, sitting in a taxi cab with daddy roaming the streets. Seven hallelujahs, my sultana was clean. On everything I wear, it all the American teens. This old six, the most prolific in the DMV. Listen, when you get the keys to sell them, you don't get the beef. Make a nigga one, get the pizza, get the peace. You gon' need more than Wikipedia to get to me. PG to Mo County, bet they all know about me. Every hood, every burb, I got superb balance. From the city that made me, love you forever for it. Hope you celebrate every moment forever and know it. You made me what I am, you made me what I'm not. They gon' love you a little different when you at the top. Worst, give me love, baby. Not enough, not enough, just touch, baby. What the fuck, baby? It's just us, baby. This ain't right, this is life, this is love, baby. What's up? Give me love, baby. Not enough, not enough. Touch, baby. Fuck, baby. It's just us, baby. This ain't right. This is life. This is love, baby. In the end, it's love. City gets cold. As you reach your goals, you gon' meet you some foes. Having dinner with Leonis's, I'm dreaming to own. But for now, me and my homies see the bottom float. I'm trying to redefine the culture, renovate the soul. Women in town, but I'm manifesting every goal. I see potential in John, talk to him once a week. Media targets in our city and this week. I lost a lot of friends, and they ain't even dead. When I was on my way up, why you ain't seen stairs? Lord Father, if I opted to follow them, my heart would tear for my dreams, let me know that you had. And it's weird when I'm anywhere with too many heads. Niggas jealous and never tell it until they stay. How could you blame us, envy? We do the same thing for a living. Know the same niggas, but they all come at me. Champagne, I'ma spill it till we all fill up. Maybe it stopped me from giving a fuck about opinions. And probably not, but I'm temporarily out of physics. Instead of supposedly propaganda to politicians.
Holy God, let me go. Wale, Love and Hate Thing, featuring Sandu. Love that song. It kind of has that old school vibe mixed in with the new school flair. You can see that they did a lot of channeling the energy of Marvin Gaye in that. And Sandu just really kind of brings it through, you know. I love that song. It's one of my new favorites. I really do. It's a powerful message, you know. We talk often about how the quality of music has really deteriorated. And one of the things I've been saying for the last couple of years, I don't even know how long, is that we would get this new flux of music that's coming in, really where the energy and the vibration and even the message is different. Of course, the language and the structure, sometimes that can be desired, but you really can begin to hear the message in it. And I love that song. I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight we're going to be talking about dreams. I also want to make another very, very special announcement. I want to let you guys know that there's so much going on and so many different ways that you can know your magic, be a magic maker,
and really connect yourself with those things that you know is divine coming into your life and having things. Now, you guys know the sister, Nancy Lockhart. Now, Nancy is the country's leading legal analyst. And she's worked on some of those top cases, stories that we promoted right here in the remix, and so many countless other cases that you guys don't know. Because that is about her life's work, hence even her name, Lockhart. She really helps to unlock the heart of those who have themselves into certain situations, just like the Scott sisters. And working on that case for so many years and really helping them to become free and so many different other cases. I'm really trying to get Nancy to call in. I have been speaking with Nancy, of course, and we've known each other for some time, and she's been on the Remix radio show. The Melissa Alexandra case, which is now some of these cases are recently coming back into the media, but all of these cases that she really diligently do a lot of work for those who have been convicted of a crime or for those who have suffered any type of injustice. She truly carries that energy of the goddess Mayat here, seeking the balance through the scales of what our system called the legal system. This is her work. And many of you are connected to and attached to this very work. I know because I've connected with you in meetings, I've talked to you, and this is a part of your life's work, too. This is definitely a part of Nancy Lockhart's work. Well, she's about to embark on another journey, just like many of us, which I think is so freaking cool. I'm going to say that because the babies are listening. I can't even say what I want to say.
Wow.
And I think it's so freaking cool that... that Nancy is doing this work. And her book that has been internationally known as What to Do When Your Ass Gets Locked Up. you know, she wrote that book with lots of great information. Well, she's going to be doing something that she has not made available just on an international level for people all over. And she's actually going to be doing her very own workshop. Now, let me tell you why this is so important. Now, Nancy will be doing some work a little later, and Nancy, I'm going to try to call you so we can bring you on the line, because I know those phone lines are full. It's the remix, but Nancy is getting ready to embark on her journey, and we need this, especially a conscious sister, a sister who have already put in 20-plus years into doing her life's work. We need this. We need this sister. We need sisters and brothers in every area. We need this. Nancy is about to embark on her journey, and she's about to become, I guess, can I say this, Nancy? A full-fledged lawyer, an attorney. And so what she's doing is she's offering a workshop, and get this. The workshop is called Taking Care of Business Every Day. Taking Care of Business. But let me tell you the kind of things that Nancy is going to be doing in this workshop, which I think is amazing. Those of you who are artists, who love music, who are creative, this is for you. She's going to be covering step by step how to copyright. All of those legal things that you need to do to protect yourself, your music, your craft, your artwork, things that you're doing. This is information for now. It's information for the future. It's information you're going to need. Because Nancy is getting ready, she's not about to go to law school. She's not thinking about going to law school. She already passed the test, already been accepted, and she's getting ready to leave to go to law school. So I don't know how much access we're going to have to her to be able to bring her into the self-invested program. So she's doing her workshop, and this is something she's come up with to really help her on her journey before she gets ready to leave in the next couple of weeks.
She really wants to give you this information that normally she charges hundreds of thousands of dollars to sit down with people to do in a very intimate setting, an online workshop. Here's what I want you guys to do. If you're interested, if you think you may be interested, and it's coming up next week, in this workshop, because she's going to be covering all kinds of legal things, not just what to do when your ass gets locked up, but things like how to copyright, what about trademarks, maybe you're thinking about a will. She will be able to give you some direction on where to begin to look for these information. Step by step, here are the things that is going to be required. So when you attempt to do them on your own and not pay, quote unquote, an attorney thousands of dollars to file these papers and to do them correctly, and you're doing them yourself, some of the common loopholes that we don't know because this isn't a part of our life's work. So many people think their work is copywritten. So many people think they know how to trademark stuff, but they really don't. So many people think they understand what a will is. They understand how to do title searches. They understand these things about buying a home and signing papers, but we really don't know. The only level we know is the level that we begin to do this. So this is a great way that you've got the country's top legal analyst. This is what she does to do this for you. So if you're interested, I want you to email Nancy Lockhart. And I'm going to give you that email address, and I'm going to try to bring her on the line here shortly and see if she can speak to you just in a minute. The workshop is going to begin sometime next week. And this may be, and I don't like to say that, but this may be your only opportunity to really get it from a sister who really knows, who understands the left and the right-hand path. So this is the time to do it. The email address to email Nancy is thewrongfulconviction@gmail.com. Thewrongfulconviction@gmail.com. I'm going to spell that for those of you who are like me, Miss Blue, who jack everything up, okay? The, T-H-E, and then wrong, W-R-O-N-G, full, F-U-L, conviction, C-O-N-V-I-C, T-I-O-N at gmail.com, thewrongfulconviction@gmail.com. If something in you, if you have a question that you always wanted to ask somebody, but you know they're not going to give you the right-ass answer, you're dealing with some situation, you're trying to see, can I get out of it? You know, what are going to be my options here? Maybe there's somebody I can talk to that understands these things the way I don't understand them. Nancy Lockhart. That's your chick. That's who you go to. And in a minute, she is going to be, what do they call attorneys? Are they sir and ma'am? How do they do that? What's their salutations, Esther? Do you know? Do you know?
Did you say sir? Is that what you said?
Sir? Well, I'm saying they have like sir, ma'am.
Esquire.
They have
Esquire.
Esquire. That's it. Thank you, Cassidy. Esquire. So she's going to be like a Esquire. You know, like E.S. Esquire, as in extra sensory squire. Yeah, that's her. That's what she's going to be. And I don't know if Nancy is in the chat room rolling on the floor, cracking up laughing at y'all. So I don't know if you're going to have an opportunity to get in touch with her to do this. So when she told me this, I told her I would be honored to partner with her to help her with this workshop, to put the message out to the Remix family. She definitely supports, and you guys definitely support her. This is a great time. Like I said, get those questions. This is not more than a better time to be able to be up close and personal. She definitely is my sister that I go to when I need to be asking these questions about things to get done and how to get them done, you know, especially when it comes to the legal aspect of things. And she definitely can point you in the right direction. And the great thing is, it doesn't matter what part of the state you live in what part of the world, she's going to be able to show you, tell you where to go. Where to go. I forgot to put the T on the post.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm sure I did. Oh, for, I don't know. Esther?
For your, for the, her email.
Oh, for her
in the
email.
Chat room. The wrong.
Oh, my
commitment.
Bad. I told you guys I was there. I told you. Thank you for that, Dolores. Thank you, Dolores. Thank you, Dolores. There we go. There we go. Okay. I see. There we go. There's the tea. Okay, so we're going to try to call Nancy right now. And I want Nancy to also tell you about the case of the young missing girl. And recently they just found her body. This was the girl, Gabriella. But let's go ahead and let's call Nancy right now. We're calling her. We calling the hotline for real, y'all.
Hello.
Greetings, Nancy.
Greetings, Miss Blue. How are you doing?
I'm good. We are good.
Good. Hi, everybody.
Hey, yes, Nancy.
So did I do a good job of explaining it, Nancy?
Oh, my. Are you sure you were talking about me?
Of course.
You did a wonderful job. Thanks.
Well, Nancy, I know that definitely you have brought so many cases to this platform from the brother in Texas, Bobby, what was his name?
Yates.
Bobby Yates, the Bobby Yates case.
Patricia Wright, Montrese Richardson in California.
Yes.
I was thinking about it's coming up on her anniversary. Yeah.
Yes. So many different. Of course, the Scott sisters and even the Rubber Room of bringing that sort of, you know, that connection of bringing the Rubber Room that was going on.
Yeah.
And that. Yeah. Forgot about the Rubber Room, huh? Now there is more
sure
Rubber
did.
Room. That's right.
Cosmic
that Joy.
Room.
Yes.
Radio Raheem.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Radio Raheem, and you know, that just blew it off. CNN picked it up from listening to the remix. Next thing you know, it was on CNN. Next thing you know, there's a whole committee, and they destroyed the Rubber Room. It's gone. So all
yes.
kinds of things happen on the remix and through you, you know, through you. So I am so thankful and honored to really just have you, you know, as a part of the Remix family and the work that you've done for so many. I always get emails of people who say they had situations and they contact you and you led them in the right direction and it helped them and, you know, they were able to resolve the situation. That's the beauty in it. And so this workshop, taking care, y'all didn't hear me, taking care of business, legal business that is, with Nancy Lockhart. You guys definitely want to get on that. Email her, thewrongfulconviction@gmail.com, so that you can find out if you have a question, something going on in your family. I just recently went to Nancy about a big case that's going on in my family over some land, a whole bunch of land. We ain't talking about a little bit of land. We're talking about a whole bunch of land. And she brought so much clarity. Clarity for myself, my mother, my father, just everybody. Just so much clarity on what to do. And so I tell you guys this from my own personal experience and many different other situations. So I would encourage you because, like I said, you know, it's not that we won't have access to her. It's just she's like all of us magic makers. We're going to the next level. I told you guys. It's happening, and Nancy was in the Kim business class. So, you know, hey, all kinds of things are going on. She's about to become, is it Esquire, Nancy? That's what we're going to call you now? An Esquire?
No, y'all are going to call me Nancy. Y'all are going to call me Nancy.
Okay, so we'll still be calling her Nancy, but in public
yeah.
we'll say Esquire Nancy. We'll say that. So it is an honor. I'm excited. You want to tell everybody about some of the things that you'll be covering in the workshop?
Yeah, well, I'd like to cover things that really impact us on a daily basis, things that we probably cannot afford to pay the tens, twenty, thousands of dollars, you know, to attorneys. Not trying to replace attorneys, of course, but just give us some insight on everyday living. A lot of us are going through foreclosures now. You know, I might talk about foreclosures, talk about a little bit about these loan modifications. I've been hearing about a whole lot of people getting ripped off, you know, paying for loan modifications, people not understanding exactly what those foreclosure papers are, getting those registered mail, certified mail, and ignoring it, you know. Of course, wills, like you mentioned. Even when we feel, you know, we don't have to have $1 million or anything of that, or 1 million acres to leave a will. copyright. Copyrights, trademarks, just a whole lot of things, you know, that maybe expungements, how to locate information for expungements, which is, you know, in some states there are certain crimes or convictions, I should say, that can be expunged, cannot be expunged. I'd like to touch on that and show people, you know, how to find that information and how to do those things for themselves.
Right. And really quick, Nancy, for those who may not be familiar with what an expungement is, can you kind of touch on that just a little bit so people can get an understanding about what that is? I can tell them in this blues terms, but maybe you'll go back and clean it up. We can do that. You want to do that?
Okay.
All right. An expungement is, let's say you're 17 and you stole some shit out of Walmart and got caught and went to jail. But now you realize that you don't want to steal out of Walmart no more. That's not your life. You don't want to do that. But you find that it's kind of holding you back because every time you go get a job or something, they see where you stole some shit from Walmart. So there's a possibility you can get it expunged. You can get it taken off of your record and so it doesn't come up again. Is that pretty much
right.
it?
That doesn't need any cleaning up. So, in other words, when your ass was locked up, you're going to get that off your record.
Right.
Basically, that's it. A lot of people confuse expungement with pardon, and so I wanted to touch on that because we're seeing the term pardon thrown around out there a lot, especially with the Marissa Alexander case, which is another one of the cases that I did publicize about a year ago, over a year ago. We're seeing that term pardon thrown around, and I'd like to shed some clarity on, you know, pardon versus expungement. With expungement, stealing out of Walmart as a minor, that was a very good example because in most states, if you committed something like this as a minor, most states will allow it to be expunged.
Good.
So
okay.
Taking off
okay.
your record so that you can apply for jobs, so that you can apply for, you know, those student loans that you want, that kind of stuff.
Right. Okay. Beautiful. I want to kind of touch on a case here, Nancy. I'm not going to keep you too long. I really thank you for, I know you always stop by the remix, but I definitely thank you for coming on and talking about this and letting us know about what's going on in your world as well, too, and this amazing taking care of business opportunity workshop that you're giving people to kind of get up close and personal with you. But I want to talk about the case with Gabriella. The young girl who was in South Carolina, I believe.
Right. What, almost a year ago, I think we're coming up on the first year anniversary of her, Gabriella Swainson, being missing. And can I give some, details about contacting
yes.
you? I called Ms. Blue, and I told her about this young girl who had really actually sort of vanished, okay? Her mom was at work. She was at home. Her mom hid the fact that she had this boyfriend who was a convicted felon for some other issues, was also a person of interest in another missing person. But anyway, I called him as Blue. And I'll tell you exactly what I said. I said, hey, Ms. Blue, you know, I'm really tired of hearing about this case, but also you need to call these people and tell them where this child is so you can get the $10,000 reward money.
And she did tell me.
And so, anyway, Ms. Blue gave me some very explicit details, and I found those notes that I had written down a year ago. And in those notes, Ms. Blue told me that she was near a train track. She said she talked about a garage. She talked about, what else was it? Yeah, the garage.
It was a garage with a car being worked
with the
on
car,
there.
Right. All of that you said. Well, I've been trying to pay very close attention to the news. Now, the news is only giving bits and pieces, but I can tell everybody, unfortunately, and all jokes aside, her body was found, and this man would not tell where he had killed her and buried her. But what happened basically was her cell phone went missing. This past June, this man's daughter was up in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, threw the cell phone behind Piggly Wiggly. I think it was an 18-wheeler truck driver delivering for Piggly Wiggly grocery store. Found the phone, charged the phone, called her mother. They got the phone back. They found that this man's daughter had gone up there and thrown the phone away behind the Piggly Wiggly. So she's going to be held on all of these charges, facing a whole lot of time in prison. And the police went to the penitentiary where the father was being held, federal pen, and they said, well, hey, look, you know, your daughter's looking at some serious time. Why don't you just tell us where the body of Gabriella Swanson is? And they led this man, I don't remember his name, he led them directly to the body, which is exactly what Ms. Blue had described.
Yeah. You know, when you sent me the email and told me that they found the body, because I remember this case, because me and Nancy talk about a lot of things, and she helps me out with a lot of things, and, you know, I help her as well, too. And
yes,
I seen it very clear where this girl's body was, like the area, the track. It was a field of some sort of garage with a car being worked on where there were barrels. Around there, and Nancy even attempted to call, didn't you, and tell them that information. Now, when I read it, hold on, you guys. When I read it, they said that they felt bad because Nancy did call them and tell them what I told her about where the body was. They had searched the area several times, but they couldn't find it. And so to find that, this is another one of those times I kind of cringed on being right. But I knew at that time, and I can't even remember the exact details, Nancy, and I know you take good notes, but I think at that time I told you she was dead or she was about dead. She wasn't completely dead, but they had to get to her quick because she was dying. But so they passed over that area several times. They just did not find her. It would be interesting to see what role those barrels play, because those barrels just kept coming up to me. I've seen it very, very clear. I don't know if you guys remember the case where I told you about the brother, Jerome, and his niece who was missing, and we did the show, Turn Up the Lights, and she was found. You know, that is always the hope. and for the sisters who does the show, Janice and Gaetan, who is a school psychologist, Peas in Our Pod, their broadcast. I used to do their radio broadcast for them. In fact, I helped them launch that with their project about missing black kids. And so this is something that while we're knowing our magic and while we're doing our work, that we know that not only do we have sort of this commitment to do our work to the fullest for ourselves, but also those who are part of our soul group. And I know that Nancy is a part of my soul group, as well as every baby on the planet and every child. And so we do our work in many different ways, but we can't forget how far we reach and that we are eternal souls. And that connection sometimes do cross. I mean, who would have thought that I would have been connected to that case or to a lot of these cases? But it is through Nancy that I get to live. And so we get to live through each other. So never see someone else's gift, their passion, their power, what their work is, as something completely separated from you, because all is one, you know. My love goes out to that family, to that mother. And it is a word to all of us who have children, not just mothers, but particularly I'm going to speak to the mothers, and not just men, because there's a lot of single brothers out there raising their kids and having them. And really mind who you have around your child, you know.
Yeah.
Because this woman had this child in her house with her boyfriend who was sleeping over, and she left to go to work. And that boyfriend had access to get back in that house, plus he understood and knew that the mother was working a couple of cities over, and she wouldn't even be able to make it back home early in the morning to get to her child. And so just, you know, be your child's keeper, as well as your self-keeper, those who you love, whether they're close to you or not, you know. Call and check on your loved ones. That's important. This was something we were talking about in the priestesshood, you know. How well do you take care of yourself? How well do you take care of your man, your mate? How well do you take care of your family? You know, sometimes our excuse is they're not in our bubble. So if you're not in my bubble, I don't connect with you. How well do you take care of your friends, your neighbors? How well do you manage that practice that you have with yourself and them? You see? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just kind of want to
another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Another thing
that I found very disturbing was she had said that she had broken up with this man. She asked him for her keys. He told her that he had lost the keys or whatever. And I'd like to just say to women, you know, you do not need to have a man to come over to change your locks. Locks are just too simple to change. Change your locks in a situation like that.
That's right. That's right. You don't even have to ask for your keys back. And in most cases, you can call, look in your local phone book, and get a locksmith to come and change your locks.
Instantly. Oh, I forgot about that.
That's right. Because, see, Ms. Blue can't change the lock. I'm sorry. I screwed that up. I would have to call somebody. But it's so true. You know, it's these simple things that sometimes, in hindsight, we think about. You know, we think about it after the fact, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My love and my heart goes out to the family that is dealing with this situation. And so I know even for my own self and everyone who's connected, that there are lessons for us to learn from this, you know. And it was interesting, around the same time that this was going on and Nancy had called me about it, I actually was in the process of getting ready to hire this gardener to do some work for me. And I'm going to tell you the truth. This situation, because we know everything is a sign and a symbol, was like, not going to do it. They was constantly asking me questions about, oh, well, how's your daughter? How's your daughter? Oh, red flag, red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, pay attention to those signs and symbols. And even for someone out there listening right now, this is an indication for you, you know, not to live in fear, because this is not about fear. It's about awareness. And so we really have to change our perception about what we think. And the work that Nancy Lockhart does is about awareness. So you don't have to know what to do when your ass get locked up. You can prevent your ass from getting locked up. And
right.
So you want to definitely be in that workshop of taking care of business, the wrongful conviction at gmail.com. And you can get in touch with the country's leading legal analyst, Nancy Lockhart, and you'll be able to have her up close and personal. The workshop is scheduled for next weekend sometime. Don't worry. She's part of the Remix family. It's not going to be any time that we have self-invested or any of those things going on. It definitely will be a time that you will be able to make the workshop. So email. If you have questions, email. It doesn't matter what part of the world you live in. If you have questions, Nancy can point you in the right direction so you can get the awareness you need so that you can take care of your business. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Miss Blue.
Oh, well, thank you, Nancy. It's always a joy to have you come in and chat with us in the Remix. And I'm so excited for you going to law school.
Woo! I'm kind of excited, too.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I've been talking to a couple of sisters and brothers, and some of them are getting ready to pass the law exam. What is it called? The LFAB? The bar, and some of them are taking the test just to go to law school.
Oh, the LSAT.
The LSAB, yes. They're passing. They're working on studying for the LSAB. So
it's hard
we are
as
so
I
proud
don't know
of-
what.
It's hard as I don't know, but you did it, and we are so proud of you, Nancy.
As hell is what I wanted to say. That didn't make any sense.
Well, I'll
I wish
tell
them
you,
luck. I really do. I do.
Yeah. In another life, I wanted to be a lawyer. In another life. You know, then I found my sister, Nancy, and I said, wow, she's going to do it. She's doing it for me. And for you, too. She's doing it for you, too. Herself first, of course, but for all of us. So it's an amazing opportunity. I'm so honored to be connected with you. You're such a powerful sister, and you're doing your work in a very big way and knowing your magic. And I love it. I love it. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you, too, Miss Blue.
All right. Well, peace
blessing.
And love.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool was that, you guys? How cool was that? Woo! That was good. That was really, really good. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for her. What about you, Esther?
Yes. I'm like, congratulations. This is a big deal. So,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
It is. It is. Beautiful. Beautiful. All
Remix
right.
Remix family
well,
showing out. Like I said,
yeah.
We are showing out.
Just showing out.
Seriously.
Showing out. Mm-mm, just definitely showing out. Wow. Well, we're going to be talking about dreams, you guys. Dreams, dreams, dreams. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. So we can talk about dreams. I feel like maybe we can play another song. What do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay, so we're going to play another song, and then I want you guys to get on the phone line, and I want you to talk about dreams. Yeah, yeah, dreams. Let's see. Let's see. I'm going to play a song. Hopefully it uploaded, because I want to hear this song. I really want to hear this song. I do. I do. Yeah. The baby should be asleep by now. I want to hear
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
You think the baby's asleep. They sleep. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about dreams. If you guys have a question about your dreams, you can call in. You want to share your dreams, whether those are, you can tell them the type of dreams they can share, Esther.
Yeah, whether those are your aspiring dreams, dreams of things you want to be, dreams of things to come, whether they are your dreams you have when you go to sleep, all the different types of dreams that you've accomplished, all types of things. so you can come call in and share.
Yes, a dream that just keeps reoccurring and you want to know just some insight. You know, I'll be doing that too. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. If you're calling in international, we want to hear from you. Skype in. Let us know you're here. We're going to give some international shouts out a little later in the show. I know you guys are there, so kisses and hugs and loves. And just dial the U.S. country code and then 646-652-2711. So we're going to listen to this, okay, so we can get in that mode of dreams. It's a Wale night. Just chill out.
Monogamy or whatever you call it, I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it baby?
So it seems that we fiend what we don't need. Gotta think for a queen who know when to leave. I ain't about to judge you, no judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your rash feet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean that. I know, I just be calling a mean ass. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a deep pass. Still I'm feeling this and I need that. Thinking if I get it, I get it, I need this. I don't need a motion to open your deep sea. I deceive an ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, blow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow, motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon. Hold up. Her feelings, she break hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride, I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at, and saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't pose, she don't wear makeup by the bolo, riding through Lakeshore with the nose up, she don't really say much, but it slows up, she got haters, but we all do, heard you when it's time cold, shawty fall through, baby like a damn pro, how they caught you, all the mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fast. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it's working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, done. Love, nah, caught in the morning, cell number wasn't on, god damn.
Is it baby? Wow. I never made love, no, I never did. Put it through no eyes of fuck out the bag room. I'll pull it to you. I keep promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had me too. I won't admit, no, not having it. But at least I can admit that I'll be bad, no. To you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
I never made love, no, I never did.
right. That was Wale and Bad. Mm-hmm. That was Wale and Bad. Yeah, yeah. By the way, Wale's album is due to drop sometime in September. It's some nice tracks on there, I really would say. It's some really, really nice tracks on there. And thought you guys would enjoy that. Kind of switch the vibe up a little bit. But those of you out there that that got some issues. Those of you who got some issues.
I'll leave that one alone. I'm going to leave that all alone. Mm-mm.
Got some issues and won't admit it. Oh, well, they say the good girls want the bad boys, mm-hmm. and the bad girls, well, he don't say the bad boys. He say the college girl want the thug niggas. You know, it's
that's
like
right.
Everybody confused about what they mm-hmm. want. Like, seriously, what's really going on? So still a powerful message. I know some of you got stuck on the chorus, but that's not the point of the song. Some of you got stuck on the chorus.
The chorus is a critical part, though. It's a critical part. It's some important shit being said in that chorus.
It really is. I never made love. I never
but
made
I
love.
I so know how to.
You know? But at least she could admit it. Look at Ryzen coming to ooh-wee.
It's real. You know, I appreciate that song. It's real life, you know. Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
I just think it's so sad because usually it would be vice versa. It would be a sister singing this song about a brother. You know, a brother singing the
exactly.
song to a sister. You know,
yeah.
saying that you know, hey, you know, how come I can't find a good man, you know? Why I can't find a good man? But you got a sister saying, I never made love,
mm-hmm.
you know? I never made love, yeah. but I know how to, you know, I know how
yeah.
to do that.
Yeah.
That's the nice word. Mm-hmm. We'll say it.
Yes. Exactly. That's the nice way of saying it.
I know how to do it. And she says, you know, but at least she can admit it, you know?
Yeah. She said, I got issues. You know what I'm saying?
Issues.
I got issues.
I got issues. At least I can
That's
admit
right.
it.
That's right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
She said, you know, I could have good sex with you, but I ain't good for you. I'm not good
mm-hmm.
for you. You know,
mm-mm.
since when a brother call a sister and she done changed the damn number? Like, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
That's real life. That is real life.
Really?
That is real life.
Is that real life, Esther?
Miss Blue, it's real life. It's real life. That's yeah. Nowadays, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're trying mm-hmm. to tell me sisters is doing this to brothers, and then they changing their numbers, telling them,
you know,
I got issues.
Change the number, you know. You might not even get the number, you know what I mean? You might get the Google line or something, the Skype line,
no,
the email,
no.
you know. I'm just saying it happens.
No. No. I learned about, what is it called, the kick line? What is it called?
Kick. Mm-hmm.
Kick. Baby,
yes.
talking about kick.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't want to give that person. I don't want to give him my number, so I gave him my kick. I said, yo,
hey.
Kick. What's a kick?
That's right. That's right.
Oh, that's,
mm-hmm.
that's so, so sad. You know
yeah,
what?
It's real life. It's real life. Mm-hmm. You see them in the chat room? See, they talking about they got another phone, a couple phone lines, you know.
Wow. I mean, I understand about multiple phone lines. I get that. But for that purpose, so you can do that? No. I don't want to put it there.
It's not so that you can do that. It's in the case, you know, because what she's singing about is, you know, she had good
experience. Are you speaking from experience? Are you speaking from experience?
What you talking about, Ms. Blue?
She like breaking this down a little too close for me, like real.
No, oh, I don't cut my phone off. I don't do that.
Okay. I didn't think so. Mm-hmm. I know that you're just speaking. I know these are just things you heard about. I know it is. I know these are things you just heard about.
Right, Punk. Me too. I know people. That's all. Right,
okay.
Punk. That's right.
Okay.
I had heard, you know.
Somebody told you. Okay. Tell me what they say.
I was just saying that she's doing that to protect her feelings, you know, because that's the whole thing. She has some good sex, and then all of a sudden, is she flipping the role? So she gonna cut it off before it even gets to that point. So yeah.
Wow! Only in the remix, you guys. Only in the remix. Oh, what a beautiful place. Okay, you guys, I guess we're going to give out some international shots out. Then we're going to go straight to the phone lines. We're having a great time here, chatting and chilling, talking about dreams. And what a perfect way to definitely have Nancy Lockhart here, because she's sharing her dreams with us and her work and her passion. And that's beautiful. That's always beautiful. That's always beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. So let's see who's chilling. I want you guys to go over to the Remix Radio page. Leave some comments about right now how you're feeling in the now, in the moment, about the show. Leave some comments under there because we'll be over there reading those as the show goes on, especially about everything that's going on. So leave some comments there. Don't forget to reach out to Nancy Lockhart as well and everything else that's going on. So we're going to give some international shots out who's listening in the house tonight. And I see some really interesting countries, Esther, which is really freaking me out a little bit in a good way because I did some Akashic record readings and now I see some of these countries popping up, Peru being one of them. So Peru is listening live in the house tonight. We have Lithuania.
Lithuania is live.
Australia, Spain, Saudi Arabia. We have Kenya in the house tonight. Also, like reading from somebody in Kenya this week as well. Switzerland is in the house, that place too. India, the Bahamas is here. Belgium is here. Germany is here. Australia. We have the Netherlands in the house tonight listening live. South Africa, parts of South Africa are here. Barbados is here. France is here. Colombia is here. Canada. The UK is always in the house. And the United States, of course, we are in the house. So welcome. From no matter what part of the world you're in and where you're listening from, for joining us right here live in the remix. It's so good to feel you guys' energy and to have you here. We're talking about dreams tonight. And definitely, I should have found that song, Dream Maker. You know that song, Make My Dreams Come True Tonight.
Yes.
You know that song? Yeah, Dream Maker. So the dream maker. So we're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to get you guys on the phone. Yeah, I know. I'm not the singer. Not trying to be. That's a dream. But we're going to go, we're going to kind of jump around. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. We'd love to hear from you. And we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 615. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Cassidy.
Oh, hey, Cassidy.
Hey, Cassidy.
Hey. Cassidy is one of our new assistants working with us here at the Remix, working with me. What's good, Cassidy? You want to talk about your brother? We're going to talk about your brother. I'm sorry. I know you didn't call in for your brother, but we got to talk about your brother tonight. But go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I actually called in because I had, like, this crazy, crazy dream the other day. Like, teaching something or something. And all of a sudden, I realized, like, I was in the house that I grew up in. And so I had to, like, get out of the house. And so I looked out the window, and there was this chick with, like, curly hair and some sunglasses, and she was holding a cheese grater. And she was like, I'm going to kill you. And I knew she was going to kill you.
With a cheese grater. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And so I was like, okay. But I got to get out of the house. And if she's going to kill me, it's just going to be what it's going to be. So I open the door, and she comes at me with this cheese grater. And we're fighting in this, like, in the yard of my house. And all of a sudden, this lady turns into my mom. And I was like, what the hell? My mom was, like, trying to kill me for real in my dream. And then I woke up.
So your mama was, and I'm just trying to understand, your mama was trying to kill you with a cheese grater.
No.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
The lady with the cheese grater turned into my mom, and my mom had a knife, like,
She was trying. Well, you know, one of the interesting things when it comes to dreams, of course, you know, there's many different levels. First thing I want to ask you is, what do you think the dream is?
Since it was in my old house, I felt like, you know, I was coming up on some transitions, and probably that, like, the old me, like, despite sounding cliche, but the old me was probably having to die to let some new things in.
I would say that was really good, really, really good. And so what do you think, hey, Magellan, what do you think that your mother, that representation of your mother being the one to do it, why do you think that was symbolic to you with your mother?
I don't know. I was thinking, like, how women back in slavery used to kill their kids to keep them from going through slavery. So I thought it was something like that. But I don't really know.
Yeah, you got a strong slavery tie. You like talking about, I just noticed, Cassidy. I just noticed those kind of things. You like talking about those things. Yeah, we got to do some work in that area. But no, I think you were really in a good place with it when you began to start to think about that, about a part of you, because the house does represent sort of your personal experience. It represents your current situation, things going on with you, your house. You can think of that as your physical body, and depending on different parts of where you are, and like you said, on your path and your journey, a symbolic of someone trying to kill you. When you think about a cheese grater, when you think about cheese symbolically, what do you think cheese is? What do you think cheese represents? What's another word that we call cheese?
Money.
Yes. Now, I want you to think about everything that's going on in your life at this time. And a cheese grater, someone trying to kill you with a cheese grater. I want you to think about that. So if you grade cheese, let's translate the money to shred cheese. If you were to shred money, what do you think? Do you think you would be losing money or you think you'd be gaining money if you're shredding it?
You're getting rid of it.
Yes, you would be getting rid of it. So I'm just going to use just some of my little energy here to just kind of help you with this, because I think you're definitely on the right track with this. This is about you not worrying about those issues of money, because once you allow certain things within yourself to let go and to be present, to understand, to be free of that, to shed, when we say you shred or shed yourself of something, you let something go, then you free yourself to be open to so many other things. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And the reason it's your mother, because your mother represents this beautiful, dominant figure in your life. If somebody wants to get Chastity ass to move, it's your mama. That sounds about right?
Yes.
There you go. So that's your dream. I love it. I love it. Now let's talk about your brother. Let's talk about your brother. I want to tell you guys this because I have been waiting all week. Chastity knows this. I have been waiting all week to talk about this. In fact, I was going to play this song. There is a video, and I posted it up on my Facebook page. It's on the Remix Radio page. It's on the Remix family page. And it is called How to Dance in the Rain. So now, Chastity posted this video, and the first time I clicked like, but I was in a session, so I didn't get a chance to do it. But when I tell you this is a must-see, talk about knowing your magic. You have got to see this brother dance in the rain, and the song he is singing when he is dancing in the rain. And so if you go to YouTube, it is called How to Dance in the Rain. And I can't believe that this has not gone viral. Please do not listen to it.
It's gone viral.
Please.
It's going to go viral now.
Yes. Please do not watch this while you're driving or operating machinery, because if you just want to put a smile on your face and you just want to see some really creative, funny shit, you got to watch How to Dance in the Rain. You got to watch it because it really is some cleansing, and you really could even see the spiritual energy in it because he is so in tune with the rain and dancing that it is crazy. He is so one with the rain. You don't even know it's raining. It's going to catch you off guard.
We can go out in the rain to see it. That was the funny part. We were like, well, we just going to stay in the porch. You just go out there where we can see you.
And so when Chastity told me, and what is your brother's name?
He goes by JR. His name is Lee Jr. But
he goes by JR. So we not going to put brother's business out there. He JR to y'all now, okay? Understand that.
His stage name is Thumpus, though. So if you see that, that's what his stage name is.
Yeah. His stage name is Thumpus. And then he has another one, y'all. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all just need to check out the brother's channel on YouTube. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, thank you.
No, thank you for calling in. And tell your brother, I love it. It's going on my playlist. I enjoy it, and I will keep enjoying it. So peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace and love, Ms. Blue.
Y'all got to see that video. Esther, did you watch it?
I haven't watched it yet. I am going to check it out.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 781. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, hi. My name is Shanice. I'm calling from Boston.
Shanice, like the singer Shanice?
Yeah, but I'm Shanice with a W.
Okay, Shanice. With a
Shanice, not Shanice. Shanice, yes.
There it is.
All right, Shanice.
I didn't have a dream. I just wanted to, I had a question. Well, not a question, but I just wanted to tell you what was going on and then see what your advice would be. Not advice, but what you would get from it.
Okay.
So, sorry, I'm a little nervous. But I'm going to calm down.
No. Okay. Don't be nervous.
So so basically, I have custody of my sister, and she's about to go to college next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be driving her off to school. So I think I'm excited, obviously, and she got a full scholarship to Hamilton College. But I guess I'm
congratulations.
Just a little, thank you. I'm just, I'm a little nervous for her as a parent. Both of our parents, my parents are deceased, and I have custody of her, so I've had her for the last, 9 years. So I'm just a little nervous, and I don't know, I guess just, I know you have Blue, you have a daughter named Blue.
Yes.
I think
Baby Blue.
I think Baby Blue, and she's going to go to school next year. So I'm pretty sure you would, understand the feeling. So I just was just wondering just to get any words from you or what you got from my spirit or anything like that.
Yes. I will. First of all, I just want to tell you, it is definitely amazing, everything that you have done to really step in and to be that sister, to be that mother, to give that guidance and to give that to her. And that is well felt. It is well felt.
Thank you.
And it is well seen. You understand, and you can see that, congratulations to her getting ready to embark on her own journey. And I know that could be frightening, you know what I mean? Just when you start to think about the world and all the crazy shit that's going on and all kinds of things that's happening out there, and you're like, I don't want you to go nowhere, but I don't want you here.
Exactly.
I wanted to go on a journey. Yes. And, this is when you have to know that her life, your life, is connected. And you have given her the tools that she needs, not so she can be perfect out here in this world, not so she doesn't make mistakes, but so that she knows that not only can she continuously trust you, but she can now learn to begin to trust herself with everything that you've given her, as well as your parents, even from the other side, because they are definitely around. Your mother is around you. They are definitely there.
Thank you.
Really rooting you guys on for the amazing job that you've done, not only with her, but with everyone that you've come in contact with, and your strength, even when you felt like you couldn't do it. Like, how could you do it? You understand? It wasn't anything that someone could prepare you with. And so all of that love that you have for your sister, and it is truly there, that you begin to let her know that at any time, this is important for all of our children, that they know that they can always have a place to come to.
Okay.
They have someone they can pick up the phone, that they can call, and that you know that everything that you have shown her, she will be able to utilize those skills to continue on her journey. She's not leaving for good. You understand? Mm-hmm. We never leave for good. Even your mother and father have not left for good, you see. Their essence, mm-hmm. their energy is still here, and it lives through you guys. So this is when you begin to give her support. Is it going to be tough? Yes, it's challenging. I have a son. My son has been on his own since he's been 18 years old, off to college. And that was a big thing, you know, but I knew, I trusted, and I knew that now he gets to show me what he learned from me, what he learned from his family, what we taught him. He gets to show that, not in a perfect light, but he gets to show it. You know, it's kind of the opportunity for her to say, let me show you what you did for me. Let me show my sister what she did for me. And she's already showing you that by her stepping up, getting her scholarship. Know that if she was not ready to do it, it would not have happened. That opportunity would not have been there for her.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Wu.
You're welcome. And I pulled some cards for you from the Kim deck, and the ones that came up, the first card was the Goddess Offset. We know that this is the Divine Mother, and the Kemetic story of the Goddess Offset, Isis, as she's known as her Greek name, shows us all facets that we go through as a woman. That truly is the depiction of that, the mother, the wife. You know, the virgin, the widow. She went through all of those phases. You can read those stories. It's going to give you great divine inspiration. I also would encourage you to listen to the show on Sunday because we'll be going into the goddess history with Siva Haru. And you will be able to see because Offset works on the spiritual realm, the intuitive side, and she's about miraculous aid. So you know that your sister can pick up that phone at any given moment and say, I need you, and you know.
You know it. You know I'm there. I'm there.
Right there. That's
there.
Right.
Right there.
So that's when you can truly say, no worries, baby girl. I got you. You understand? You go do what you got to do because I got you.
Got it.
Yeah. Hi, the second card.
And our second card, sorry. I was just saying hi to everybody.
Yeah, that's okay. The second card was the heart chakra. The heart chakra. It's about harmony. It's about love. And it's about forgiveness. You know? It's about forgiving. Because understand, that's what true forgiveness is. It's about forgiving. It's about giving ahead. You get it? You forgave her for any shit she may do as a young person. You already forgave her because you gave up front. You gave it up front. You forgave her. That's what forgiveness is about. It's about giving forward. It's saying that I can let this go. I can see past this. I can forgive you, you see, especially when it's people we love, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the final outcome, the last card, was 34, which is me, Miss Blue. And so that is all about preparation. It's about intention, and it's about sacred rituals. This is something we've been talking about in the priestesshood. And one of the things I will tell you, set up a practice for how you guys will communicate, whether that's every Sunday we talk, or we take time to write each other letters or emails, whatever it is, we send texts, you set up a sacred practice for how you two will still stay connected.
Okay.
And that's going to build that strength for you and for her. Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, and congratulations. Let us know how she's doing and how that's going to be going forward. Tell her to go do her thing. Go do it.
Thank you very much. You guys
You're
have a
welcome.
Good night.
You too. Peace and love. Peace and love. That was beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Let's jump around. Let's go to area code 501. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Watch it. Peace, this is Afia from Arkansas.
How did I know?
Hey, Afia.
How are you doing?
I am good. I am good. How are y'all doing?
Wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful.
Wow. I'm so overwhelmed. I have nothing but dreams. So. I had phallic symbols coming up in my dreams, right?
You had what kind of symbols?
Phallic symbols, penis.
Phallic symbols, yeah.
Yeah.
Phallic. Salad, like I eat
no,
a salad.
Phallic, like penis,
oh.
Miss Blue.
Phallus. Phallic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I saw. Yes, obsidian, the ding-a-ling. Obsidian.
You know what? See.
Okay, so you have ding-a-ling dreams. Okay, all right. Okay, so you had phallus dreams. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I think one that touched me the most was, let me see, I had one, it was like, I thought it was like a star dream with just a built man in the bed with like a golden phallus, right? But the one that got me the most was like a dream.
You know what?
But no, I had a dream that my, a friend of mine who had committed suicide was in my dream, and when the dream began, we were just in a dark rumble, and I could really feel like I was getting hurt in the dream, like in the darkness. I'm like, wow, I never got hurt in a dream before. And then when we came out in the darkness, he's in the living room with his pants down talking about, you're the reason I can't feel. And I'm like, okay.
He said, back that up for me.
He said, you're the reason I can't feel.
Okay.
And then when I woke up from the dream, eventually, I woke up with a terrible pain, like under my breast, like above my abdomen, right under the heart, maybe in the middle. I'm like, God, I went to bed hungry, so I'm thinking I never had any hunger pains like that. Mm-mm, you know, maybe I never been hungry before, but you know, so. That was the second time that came up.
Obsidian. Esther, thank you. Thank you, Esther.
You know
thank
what?
Thank you, Esther.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm just obsidian. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I took that pain as maybe, I ended up thinking maybe there was some blockage with me coming from like going to the heart chakra, you know. I thought a lot of things, of different things. But just wanted your insight maybe to see, I guess to gauge my sense.
Okay. Well, very, very interesting. Wow, I caught a visual of being in your energy, and that's triple X-rated.
No.
Triple X-rated. But here's one of the things I want to tell you, because you said a couple of things. One about your friend who passed away and sort of you guys getting into this rumble in the dark. And him saying to you, you know, you're the reason I cannot feel, you understand? When we know dreams have many different levels. They're multidimensional, just like we are. So we're going to be talking about this from one particular level. And one of the things I want you to know is that this is really your friend who passed away that was close to you. It's telling you that you're in so much masculine energy that he cannot feel your feminine energy. So think about it. You guys are fighting. He wasn't the type of brother that would just fight a woman.
No.
You understand? But he's fighting you in this dream to tell you that you've got to come out of all of this masculine energy that you're in. Even when we start to think about the gold phallus. So, yes, we can begin to look at the mythology of the dream, and that's one level of it, because we know that Asar had the gold phallus that was given to him by Maat when, after he had been chopped up into all of the pieces by Sek for sleeping with his wife, okay? Let's not forget how he got chopped up. That's one of the reasons. And she put him back together so that she could conceive their child, which was Haru. Okay? So it's many reasons we can look at that, but even when we begin to look at the energy of gold, the metal itself, gold, is masculine. So again, you have this very strong masculine condensation around you and in your energy. That everything that you're doing now is masculine energy. This is your friend coming back to let you know that you need to get into feminine energy. You say that's what you're about, but everything you're doing is masculine.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this is also, I'm going to tell you this also, when you see the phallus, it's not always this way, but when you've seen the phallus and it's coming up to energy that doesn't agree with you, because I'm quite sure in many ways you can dream about a phallus, and certainly this wouldn't be your choice of how you would want to dream of having a dream with yourself in a phallus. But this
no.
is about taking a real honest look at yourself and ask yourself, where are you being overly aggressive at? Where are you just really kind of having no tact at? Just saying anything, these kind of things. And where in your life are you being selfish at?
Okay.
Because even when we begin to start thinking about, just think about on just this human expression, when we start to talk about the phallus. Okay, what is the number one thing we say? Guys, don't think with the head, the head of your penis. Think with the brain in your head. You understand? Like, it has no conscience. It has no tack about it. It's very aggressive, you understand? And it begins to act in these certain kinds of ways. And at some points in time, it can be very selfish.
Yes.
So this is what's happening with you right now, that there's a lot of things that are going on around you that's happening to you, and how you're responding to them is in a very aggressive, man-like way. You understand, and I know you can see that. Very aggressive, but not in a feminine way, but in a man-like way, where there's no tact being used. You understand?
Uh-huh.
And where you're almost being selfish in what it is you're requesting.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. So that's what I pick up from the dream. So some of the things to begin to do to get yourself into feminine energy. Do you know how to get into feminine energy?
I would think you would like just everything. Dance, No, I must not know, Miss Blue.
Well, here's the thing, and thank you for your honesty there. That is a way that manifestation comes out, but there's a process to that. And the first part of getting into feminine energy is to absolutely do nothing.
Oh.
All of these things of dancing and singing, yes, they come from the right hemisphere and they're feminine energy, but it is the expression of that feminine energy. That's not feminine energy. Anytime you're doing, that's masculine. Now, that expression can come out in a feminine way, but to get into feminine energy, it's totally being in the position where you can receive. It's about being in a place where you can accept, my leg hurts, and not try to fix it. It's in the place where you can just feel your energy, and whatever comes in, just allow it to come in and go out. It's about receiving. It's being in the place of doing nothing and just receiving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just receiving.
Having no expectations whatsoever. You're not meditating to get an answer. You're not even dreaming to get an answer. You're not washing yourself up with no special soap to get an answer. You're not dancing to some song so some clue could hit your ass. You're not going out in public so you can get a clue. You're not doing that for no reason at all. And it is through that discipline of being able to just receive, to know that you're perfect and divine as you are, nothing needs to be fixed, and here's a clue for you, it ain't shit wrong with anybody else either. That takes work to get there. It takes work. It takes a lot of work. I'm here to tell you to do that. But it also takes just the letting go. The letting go. Stop thinking everybody else is all fucked up. Stop thinking they need to change some shit. They need to do something different. Stop thinking you need to do something different. Stop thinking that you have to do something in order for you to get attention that then you turn around and say you don't want. That's what it takes to just be completely open, to be okay. For once, there's nothing you have to do. For once, take that time. It's not even about listening to your heart. It's about not listening to your heart. It's about doing nothing, because even that is an expectation. You're only listening to hear. So if you're doing nothing, you're not listening.
That was relaxing just to hear it.
Yeah. You know, it really is just, it is just in that state of just taking that moment with no expectations, no worrying about tomorrow, no thinking about what yesterday happened, no thinking about what you need to change on your body, what you need to do, none of that. Not thinking about what bills you got to get paid, not thinking about what you got, what you should have, could have, would have did. It's about none of that. And it is through that and really understanding that that is just as important as writing all the dot, 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 dot. Yeah. So do nothing. Make it a part of your practice that 5 or 6 minutes out your day, you do nothing with absolutely no fucking expectation. Not so you can add some more shit on, not so you can release some more shit, fix some more shit, change some more shit, jump up and down and do some more shit. Just to do nothing. Nothing.
I will do it. Nothing.
That's it. Nothing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Miss Blue. Thank you, Esther.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Peace and
love.
Original Titan says, sound like we need a workshop on feminine do-nothing energy.
Yeah. You talked a lot about that. You talked about
yes.
Your mouth closed, legs open.
Yes, open.
So, yeah,
right.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mouth closed, legs mm-hmm. open.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code, it looks like 678. You're live in the remix. 678? They're listening. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 202, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Is this me? Is it me? Is it me?
It is you.
It is
you,
me.
You.
Who is me?
Miss Blue,
me?
Esther, this is Rising Sun, Rising Sun. This is
Rising. Hey, Rising.
Hey, Rising.
Oh, man. Just to come off the energy that you guys just came off of, I myself right now am in a big-time receiving mode, I guess, and it's a challenge big-time because my family
why?
And I
why?
Moved to Florida.
Okay, why is why is it so challenging? Because this is something you wanted. This is something you craved. Why is it challenging?
I guess I don't know if I felt more stable when I was in Maryland, but it's because right now, you know, I mean, we're fine and everything. It's just that, you know, I came down here on a whim that I was going to get a job transfer. And, of course, it didn't, you know, go through. A little disappointing, but, you know, it is what it is. And I guess, you know, I mean, my mother-in-law told me straight up when we came down, she was like, you know, you've been a rock for so many people back in Maryland. Now it's your turn to receive. And I've been,
smart mother-in-law.
Getting that message. Yeah. Yeah, she broke it down to me.
Mhm. Mhm. So tell me where you're challenging.
So, mhm. Just not sure exactly, you know, what my next step should be. And everybody's telling me to be still, and I guess, you know, I guess it's hard for me to do since I've always been in motion, if you will.
Mhm. Mhm.
So,
well,
I'm taking it day by day.
Okay. That's good. Day by day, it's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. So, Ryzen, you have a question for me?
You know, I guess what I want to ask is, I'm not much of a dreamer, from what I come to realize, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing with myself right now. I mean,
mm-hmm.
with, you know, my job status up in the air and everything, I'm just like, you know, what the, I mean, I know, you know, they said the world is your oyster and all that stuff, but I'm trying to figure out what the hell I should be doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is why I said beautiful, very, very loving and beautiful mother-in-law. I want you to, because sometimes one of the best things that we can do when we get in this place, because it happens to all of us, it really signifies, I call them different markers in your life. And so this is a time in your life you'll never forget. There has been other times, of course, but you'll never forget this time, you know? So it will be those stories of, remember when we were moving to Florida and I didn't have a job? Remember that? You will remember that. Definitely being still, take some time to relax for yourself, because that's going to be important for you. It's going to be very, very important for you to be able to relax at this time and just see where you are. I could go pull it up, but tell me, Ryzen, what month and day were you born?
February 3rd, 1978.
Yeah, I don't need the year. So you were born in February. Okay, the 3rd, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's some interesting things that is happening with you at this particular time. You know, is the move a good thing? Of course it was. Why? Without even getting woo-woo, because you decided, your family, that that's what y'all wanted to do.
That's true.
You understand? And so here's what I want to tell you. Stand on that shit. You decided. That's good. We need to celebrate. Whatever goes on from this moment, understand that we are not just spiritual beings having an experience. We're spiritual beings creating this fucking experience. And so the words, the thoughts, I know you've heard me say this 1,000 times, that we think today, say today, is creating your tomorrow. So you want to know why it's challenging? It's challenging because a week ago you said it was challenging, so it has no other choice but to be fucking challenging. Has no other choice because you said it. God said it. That's powerful. You got to know that. So now,
yes, indeed.
Now that you're here, now that you're here and you're in this place and you're thinking, my family, first of all, let me be the first to applaud you because you are a brother who is responding to your responsibilities of what you say you want, your family, your children, those you love and care about. And so I get it, how you feel like, wow, a part of you feels like, I don't want to let them down because I need to be working. I need to be taking care of things. I need to be doing things. I'm the man. Hear me roar. I know, that was corny. I had to throw it in. Sorry. So anyway, I had to throw that in there. Sorry. But, yeah. Esther. Anyway. I crack myself up sometimes. But listen, seriously, back on the serious note. A couple of things that I want you to see. And I am going to read your energy and kind of tell you that if you stay at your highest, because I'm really looking and connecting with the highest part of you, the part of you that knows what's in the best interest for yourself and everyone else connected with you. And I know you got a Kim deck. So I know you better be working with that Kim deck.
Yes, I do have one. I just don't have it on me right at this moment.
That's all right. You don't have to have it at this moment, but eventually you have to have it. So that's a good thing. So here's what I want you to know, is that in about 2 months, you're going to get an opportunity to go back to work and to do your work. So no worries there, okay? This is just, unless you do something extremely drastic to take your ass off this course, this is pretty much what it is. Because I will challenge absolutely anyone out there. There's no such thing as predicting the future. Not like that. The energy that is being read, when someone reads your energy and they tell you what's going to happen, they tell you that if you stay in the course, depending at what level they're reading your course at, this is what's 99.9% that's going to happen, because as I always say, there is absolutely something out there that trumps everything in this fucking reality, and that is free will. That is even something for those of you who want to get real woo-woo for the Martians, the aliens coming from another place. They don't even fuck with your free will. How about that for one to grow on? So whether you're from this cosmos or another world, they don't interfere with your free will. Not like that. So you would have to drastically do something to take you completely off this course. But you're on the right course. But here's what I need you to know, is that it is time to see every warrior has to eventually sit his ass down, or her ass in some cases, take off that heavy metal shield, take them dirty, stinking boots and socks off, get their ass in the bathtub, and relax. And so, translation, that's what your mother-in-law is telling you. Chill out. Relax. Enjoy this time with your family. Do some things with your daughter that maybe you couldn't do as much of because you were working so much. Do these things to your wife. Be vulnerable. Sit at home and for once say, I don't know. What you want to do, Robin? I don't know. Just, you know, you know, just relax and be in that position until it's time for you to grab them stinky boots, grab that heavy-ass shield, put it back on, and get your ass back out there and do what you know you got to do.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah. So what's happening for you now is that you're developing your wisdom. So you learned a lot of wisdom from this decision you made and things that happened. And what you should be doing as a magic maker right now is you need to be mapping out and planning the rest of this year for your family. Things you want to do, things you want to accomplish, when you want to rest, when you want to play, when you want to relax. You need to be planning as if the job is already here, and you guys are moving on with this life that you imagined. Because if you keep sitting around and feeling sorry for yourself, the universe is going to give your ass what you want. You think it's challenging. Oh, you ain't seen a challenge yet. So song goes, turn the beat around. You got to turn it around. You got to turn it around. That's what you got to do.
Enough said. I got you.
So there you go. But everything looks, it's going to work itself out as you continue to go. Like you said, it's challenging, but we good. We all right. Then that's what you begin to build. We're good. We're all right. That's the energy that you spend time building up out of your mouth. You know, a challenge is only something you have not responded to yet. There's no such thing. So if you got challenges, it means some shit you ain't responded to. You need to start responding. And as Obsidian says, as Brother Bilal says from the Kim class, stay on offense, because defense don't win no fucking games. Defense can't win a game. There you go.
I got you, Ms. Blue. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Kiss baby girl.
Appreciate that, family.
Tell her we're still going to talk. Me and baby girl still going to talk, too. I didn't forget.
Oh, and no doubt. No, I know you didn't forget. I know you didn't forget. I'm pretty sure she hasn't either. She hasn't brought it up, but I know she hasn't forgotten either.
No, she ain't forget. That's a little magical baby right there.
Yeah. Normally, we have one more on the way, so we're going to see it as a he or she.
Ooh, I'm not going to tell you because your wife didn't ask. Yes, I'm allowed to be biased. I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to do that. But I'm going to tell a little joke after I get
that's just me.
After I get you. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say one word. I'm going to be biased. All right. So hold the line. Peace and love. Peace and love. Yeah, that is too funny. One of the sisters emailed me, and she told me one time she called in and she asked me, oh, Miss Boo, I'm pregnant. I want you to tell me, am I having a girl or a boy? And I told her, I said, you're having a boy. And she said, but, you know, I called you back a couple of months later, and I said, Miss Boo, I want you to tell me. Tell me, you sure, what am I having? And I said, you're having a girl. And she said, guess what? You were right on both counts. We had twins, a boy and a girl. So I'm not saying nothing, Rising, because, you know, your wife is, your sister going to have to call in and ask me. I'm partial to that. But, yeah. Congratulations. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. We're Chapman Chillin', all things about dreams here. Going to the next caller, calling in from area code 682. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue, Miss Esther, and the whole family. This is Sophie calling from Texas.
Hey,
Sophie, I love your voice. I love it, Sophie. Sophie. Hey, Sophie, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I want to discuss this dream I had a few nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dream that I was traveling, but I was kind of like in the woods, maybe running or just in the woods, and where I had ended up at, it was some more dudes there, some bigger guys, and I had spoke. I was like, hey, what's up? But then when I looked up at them, I realized that I wasn't a part of their party. So
kind of like that episode in the Boondocks, you know, when they were in the woods. And anyway, I'm sorry, I'm going somewhere else. Go ahead.
That's how I feel. And when I took off to go running, they started chasing me, and I woke up. So I was like, okay. You know, I kind of wish I didn't have spoke, but I didn't open my mouth.
Yes, Funk. Yes, Funk, that's it. Gangstalicious. Thug love. Yeah, that was the episode. Oh, anyway, I'm sorry. I just caught a flash of that. But, okay, Kofi, let's talk about that dream. Okay, so tell me the ending again. I'm sorry. Let me let me stay focused. Go ahead.
I was running, and they was chasing me, and I woke up, and I didn't feel like I was invited to the party.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hold on. Okay. Really, one of the things that happens, I want you to think about things that are happening in your life at this particular time. Whenever, and I'm going to look at this energetically for you, whenever, you know, I want you to think about the woods, okay? What happens in the woods? There's trees. You know, what do trees do in the woods?
They shake leaves and kind of make a whispering sound when the wind is blowing right. And if they
do? I'm sorry. Okay. What they do?
they make a whispering sound when the wind is blowing right. Blowing,
okay.
You know.
And what else do trees do? What is this place we call the forest? What else happens to trees when they're in the forest? What are they doing there? Like, I want you to think about What are they doing there? They're doing what there?
They are
other
providing.
Than shaking and, other
provide,
than shaking.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They're
providing shade, you know what I'm saying, and dropping leaves off on the ground. They're doing it.
You like that. You like them dropping them leaves, don't you? You like that. He didn't say that twice. They dropping leaves. Okay. But trees are growing in the forest, right? And they're standing tall. When you see
yes,
trees,
ma'am.
Don't they look like they're just standing up tall? They're growing. And this is about you because, Kofi, this is what's happening to you. You're growing. You know, you're growing. You're standing tall. Like, think about where you were 6 to 9 months ago. You're standing tall. You're growing. You're having sort of these inner things change for you, and now it's causing changes on the outside. Can you see that?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so here's the other part. You said these guys were in the dream. And you said you went up to them and you spoke, and they kind of let you know, look, check this out, player. You don't belong here. You ain't, the wood kingdom is not for you. You ain't ready for this. You ain't ready for this kind of growth. And you ran. You ran because they were chasing you, of course. I know other than that you wouldn't have ran. But you ran because they were chasing you. And this is about letting you know that even though you've grown some, even though you're learning, that you're still not completely out of the woods because there is some legal issues that you still haven't taken care of, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be honest. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Well, you don't have to be honest because you know I operate only on that level of what is. So you don't, but I appreciate your honesty. It's very thankful. But that's what it's telling you, that even though you're doing all of this, don't throw it all away. There's some legal things that you need to take care of, and you need to do it now so you can be in that place of the forest where things are growing, where they're thriving, where they're standing tall. And so the next time that you see those groups of guys and you say, hey, what's up? They're not going to chase you out and tell you you're not ready yet. It's not over yet. You understand? So, this works.
I am so glad that I listened to this show because I did write Miss Nancy's information down, so maybe.
Know your magic.
Yeah.
Know it. Go ahead, Kofi.
Yes, so you know what? I thank you for that, Miss Blue.
Yeah, so that's what your dream is telling you. You did it too. So I thank you. I thank you for being that witness for all of us, you know, for all of us right now. Contact Nancy so you can take care of that. So when you go in the dream again, you could say, what's up? And they could say, man, where you been? Where you been, man? Where you been?
You're right. There you go.
Yeah,
I have a good
So congratulations on your growth and doing everything about knowing your magic and starting to take care of that, not just on a spiritual level, but on a mental and a physical level as well, because as we know, they all are happening at the very same time. All right. So peace and love.
Peace and love. Thank you.
Peace, Kofi.
That was beautiful. That was cool.
That was a cool dream.
I like that. That was cool. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 901. You're live in the remix. Please tell me who you are and where you're calling from. 901? We're going to come back to 901. Yeah, we'll come back. We'll come back. We'll go to the next caller. Don't be scared. I don't even know if I went to some... Oh, excuse me. So many people here. 513, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Laura calling from Cincinnati.
I'm sorry, who's calling?
This is Laura from Cincinnati.
You said Laura from Cincinnati?
Lauren.
Lauren. Lauren. Okay.
I was just calling. I was calling to tell you about my dream.
Okay, Lauren, sweetie, for some reason we can't hear you. I don't know how you're speaking to us, but you kind of come in a little muffled for us. And I want to make sure everybody hear you, including myself.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I was just calling in to tell you about my dream. So I was like, I got on the bus and I was going like I was going downtown. And
Lauren, let me ask you, why are you whispering, sweetie?
I'm not.
Why are you whispering? You doing something because you sounding so muffled.
Yeah, it's only the phone is too close to your mouth, maybe, or your Bluetooth or something.
Oh, I don't feel like I'm talking whispering or anything. Can you hear me better now?
You sound underground, but go ahead, Lauren. We're going to work with you. We're going to work with you. Yeah, it sounds like she under the bed sheets. It do. You trying not to wake the baby up.
I'm not trying to wake the baby up, but he woke up anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew the baby was there because the baby about to tell it all. So hurry up, Lauren. Come on.
Okay. I got on the bus and I was going like I was going downtown, and I stopped and got off so I could go to the vending machine to get some drinks. So I walked up to the vending machine. I guess it was like a porter or something because my dream flipped around, and I went and I was in this castle, and I was with my mate and we was running from something. I don't know who this mate was, but we were running from something, and it was people coming in the castle like we were being invaded. And we jumped through this hole in the wall, and we landed in the meadow, in this meadow. It was a big, green, lush meadow, and we walked till we found this wizard. And we told the wizard about our problem, and the wizard, he did some conjuring or something, and this dragon went through the land and was, like, killing a bunch of folks. And it came back to the meadow. And it, like, wrung itself out like it was a tail, and all these body parts start falling from it. So then we went back to the room where we jumped, where we got in from the meadow or whatever. And,
you still there?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. So
we got back to the room where we jumped in the window to get to the meadow, and I laid down and went to sleep. And when I went to sleep, I had a dream that I was back in front of the store where I got the venom, the pop from, and Lil Wayne was there, and I told him thank you, and I gave him a hug and said I love you, and he said no you don't, and walked away, and I woke up.
Mm-mm. Well, the first thing I'm going to say is you dress up, don't you? You like to dress up in costumes, don't you?
Costumes?
Yeah, you like to dress up, like put head wraps on, and you like to do that kind of stuff, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I knew you did. You like to dress up. Oh, you couldn't have a dream like this without liking to dress up. You couldn't. I had to say that, Lauren. I had to.
I've been playing around with just a little bit. That's all.
No, Lauren. You like to dress up a lot. I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying. I'm sorry, I cannot look in the chat room because they are off the hook. I promise you. Are you in the chat room, Lauren? Are you in the chat room?
No.
Don't go over there. Don't go fooling with them. Don't go fooling with them. Oh, okay. So let's take a look at the dream. Okay, so I heard about wizards, and I heard about meadows, and I heard about the castle, and body parts falling. Then I heard about, you said Joe mate. See, I always get confused about this word mate. Y'all are going to have to work with me. I'm trying to bring my, you know, ancient knowledge up to modern day times. So you said you were with your mate who you had never seen before?
Yeah, I couldn't see their face. I couldn't see their face at all.
You couldn't see their face. And y'all jumped through a hole, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all went through, jumping through the hole, and then after you jumped through the hole, what happened next? Is that when the body parts came out?
No, that's when we landed in the meadow, and we found the wizard. And
you
the wizard
found
the
wizard body. Or a lizard?
Wizard. W.
The wizard. And what did the wizard tell you?
He didn't say anything. He conjured up this dragon that went through the land and killed a bunch of folks.
And that the dragon went through and killed a bunch of folks.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful dream, and we can look at it on many different... See, I got to... Let me minus the chat room, because they... I don't even know what to say about y'all. They are out of damn control. But no, on a serious note... So you can begin to understand this. Because I'm going to tell you what I'm picking up, that part of this was a dream and part of this was your dress-up.
Oh.
Like okay. You've acted out parts of this for real. And then a part of this was a dream. Does it make sense when I say that?
I can get
with
that.
Mm-hmm. So it really is about you in your life, on your journey, which is a very magical journey. You're a magical sister. I mean, heck, you like to dress up, which is nothing wrong with dressing up. But I know that you like to do it, and for many different reasons. Some are from past lives. Some are just because these are things that you like here. It makes you really, really feel good and connect with yourself on so many different levels. So it's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying it for that reason. You're with your mate and you're going through these things that would somewhat be somewhat scary, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
As with some of the things in your life that have been very confusing to you and scary, and one of the things you've desired more than anything in the world is to have somebody by your side to experience this with you. The dragon really represents those things of good fortune and things in the future. And it really is sort of telling a story of your about your past, your present, and where you are right now. And it's about you really having this desire to sort of have this mate. As we all should, have somebody who loves us and we love them, that's willing to go through anything, including jump through holes and have people chase you and, you know what I mean, be before the wizard. And what a magical, beautiful journey. It's about what your soul, what your spirit is truly crying out for. It's just that companionship to have a mate to experience these things for. So that's a big part of what that dream is. It's something that could actually be celebrated on so many different levels because you deserve that. But here's what I want you to know is that the dreams are things that actually can come real for you. And know that even though we know being in relationships can take a very strong emotional toll on us, and up until this point in your life, the relationships that you have been in have been an extreme roller coaster of emotions, going from extremes, from madly, passionately in love to almost the complete opposite of the scale to dislike and distrust and all kinds of things. Would you agree?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So here's what I want you to do, because you have a lot of powerful energy when it comes to working with things in the dream world, is to begin to dream. And I want you to literally imagine being in a relationship that you do not have to go through all of that turmoil just to get to the magical dragon, just to get to love. That you don't have to do all of that. And all of these horrible things don't have to happen to you just for you to have somebody next to you that you love. So start doing some, because you're very powerful intuitively in your dreams. So start setting those intentions for really the relationship you desire in your heart. And what you'll see start to manifest is your dreams will start to change. That's a powerful place for you, and you're going to really be able to get a lot of clarity about the love that you desire and deserve. That's key for you, because there's still a part of you that don't feel that you're good enough or that you deserve to have that kind of relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You don't have to settle. And, sweetheart, let me tell you, your dreams is one place you never should settle. Never settle. In a dream? Are you kidding me? That's where fantasies run wild. That's where you're supposed to put all of your heart's desires. We know that a nation without dreams shall perish. This is a message our ancestors have left for us. You must have a dream. So start putting that positive energy into your dreams to do that. It doesn't mean you still won't have these whacked out crazy dreams, because a lot of this has to do with your particular past lives and different works that you've done. And sometimes these things just get kind of jumbled up, and in a dream it looks real crazy. It almost looks like you're going through different time portals. And we do that for real in dreams, because we know that's the real life anyway. But I also want you to also really just kind of put that energy out there before you go to bed at night, and really just say, you know, ask the ancestors, whatever you want to ask, ask the spirit, the divine, ask your higher self, show me in a dream beyond my wildest imagination, this love that I know I have in my heart to give, what does it look like for me in my purest sense? And you will get that dream. And then that's one you can build upon. And that will come for you. You'll be open. You'll be open to that. You'll be able to receive that message, not only in your mind, but in your heart, in your spirit. And you can stop settling. And you don't have to think that your life is filled with all of this trauma. I'm almost getting so, like, my throat chakra is closing up and I feel tears coming in my eyes, because I know the pain that you've been through. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So write those things down, because you're a hell of an intuitive sister. And your magic comes in dreams. So anything that you desire for yourself, your baby, and your life, I want you to begin to start working with that energy in the dream realm, because that's how you're going to manifest it here in this physical reality. All right?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll call back and let us know. I already see your energy changing. I see your chakras and your aura starting to kind of bubble up and spread itself out, and that's beautiful. That is. Your voice is even clearer. We need to hear you. You're a beautiful sister, and you have a lot to say. So keep sharing those dreams, and keep sharing them, all right? All right. So peace and love. Peace and love. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
All right. All
right. That's why I can't fool with y'all in the chat room. Can't fool with y'all. We're going to go to the next caller. I've seen y'all talking about, what was that? Somebody said Alice in Wonderland in the ghetto. I said, you know what? Y'all, you know, really?
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 217. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Miss Flo. This is Christy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Christy?
I'm well. I'm calling from... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Where are you calling from, Christy?
Rantoul, Illinois.
Oh, okay. You're calling from... Did you say where from?
Rantoul.
It's a small town, yes. Rantoul, in the middle of nowhere.
Outside of Champaign.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I had a college roommate from that area. That's why I paused.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting. I won't talk about her, I promise. All right. I won't talk about her, I promise. I don't know where she lives now, but yeah. Okay, okay. Well, greetings to you, and thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. I had a question about a dream I had last night, actually, and I was in a room, and there were a lot of different statues. Most of them looked like they were Egyptian, and a voice or something just kept giving me all the different statues, and the main thing that stood out to me was the symbol of the headdress of Isis. It looks like the sun disk and the two serpents on the side. But something it just kept saying a phrase, like a sun, Ra, something or another. I can't really remember it. So I wasn't really sure, but somewhere towards the end, I know it kept saying something about new beginnings, which feels very right to me when it says new beginnings, but I just want to make sure if it was something that I didn't miss, if it was just confirming what I think, or if it was guiding me towards something else. That's why I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. So what do you think it meant?
It feels like it definitely confirmed the new beginning, but it concerned me that I couldn't remember the name or the phrase that it was saying, because that felt like that was a key or something that I needed to research, but I couldn't remember exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm. So what research did you do?
I had a chance to look up the headdress to know what it was. I'm still not really sure exactly what it meant for her. I just know that a lot of her statues show her with that on it. And I had a chance to do, like, just some general kind of reading that, you know, it's always there, that it wasn't really in my dream. I saw two serpents, and all the pictures I saw looked more like two horns, like representing Hathor or something like that. So it didn't really answer that question for me on what did it really mean.
So what was the meaning you took away from it?
New beginnings. Feels right, because I have been doing a lot of, like, chakra work and stuff like that, so I do feel like I'm at a new beginning. But because I couldn't remember what it seems like it repeated over and over again, it felt like I might have missed something, like another, maybe something else that I need to be working on.
Interesting. Interesting that you would think that you still missed something. So you've been doing chakra work. I love chakras. Tell me what kind of work you've been doing.
I finally set up my altar. I've been doing some of the yoga moves. I'm not consistent with it, but I try. Focusing more on, you know, what things bother me. I spoke with you before, and you gave me some guidance on things on what to do as far as learning to trust myself again and just getting back into the basics, getting back into my health, paying attention to my body, just all the kind of root things. And I was at the point
right.
where I felt, I've done enough, and it's time to move to the next one. And then I had the dream that was talking about new beginnings, but then it still felt like I missed something. So I don't know if maybe it's just me critiquing myself a little too much.
Mm-hmm. I think that's definitely it. I guess you said the dream told you new beginnings, or that's just a feeling you got?
After I kept hearing the phrase that I can't remember now, I also heard the phrase new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. A very interesting dream that you had there. You said you've been doing a lot of chakra work and a lot of yogas, and you've seen two serpents, and you said you had no clue what the two serpents meant?
I have an idea. I know they, from being things I've read and, of course, listening to the show, that the serpent would represent kundalini energy. It's just...
Mm-hmm.
In the dream, I kept getting statues passed to me, and they all had that headdress on them, and there were so many different ones. The significance of that headdress or that symbol stood out to me, but I wasn't sure what I should take away from that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you trust yourself?
I trust myself that I know I'm going into a new beginning. I'm not trusting myself on knowing if there's something else that I also should be looking into, or I should just be happy that it was a confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. We can make this very magical, but you've already done that. So we're not going to we're not gonna do something you've already done. I think that's fair for everybody here not to do that because you definitely know enough. You understand no one knows everything, but you definitely know enough. The reason I ask you, do you trust yourself, because that's important. Not trust yourself just with one aspect of yourself, but trust yourself wholeheartedly and completely.
I'm learning to. I can't say mm-hmm. that I do completely, but I am learning to.
And that's
a good
thing.
I'm remembering how it used to be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a real honest position to be in, I definitely appreciate you say you're learning to trust yourself, learning to trust yourself, because that's definitely what it's going to take. Now, when it comes to doing research, okay, because you know how to do research. In fact, you did research before you called me. Correct?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Yeah, see? We right on track, me and you. We're right here.
Okay.
So you did research before you called in so that you could know what you felt you needed to say, correct?
Yes, I understand
mm-hmm.
what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. So here's what I need you to do going forward. I need you to never do that again.
Okay, because that's doubting.
You know why? You know why? Why would I tell you that? Why would I tell you never to do research before you get ready to call me? Why would I tell you not to do that?
Because it's doubting myself.
That's a part of it.
Okay, so I'm going to wait for you to tell me the other part.
Okay, because it takes all of the authentic energy out of it.
Oh.
Does that make sense? You're telling me this dream like it was a book report and someone handed it to you and said, go read this and then repeat it. I had this dream and, you know, there was a lot of kinetic things there and they had the statues. And, I don't know what that means. You're not on trial. This ain't a courtroom.
Right.
We're not cross-examining you. You understand? And so this is why you can't get into the essence of what the higher meaning is. This is
okay.
a very powerful message in this dream you say you had. A very powerful message in it. So you can never miss anything in your own damn dream. It cannot happen. How could that be possible? How could you miss something in your own dream?
Well, I guess you say it
when
that way and not.
Yeah, when I say it like that, it sounds like, yeah, you're right. How could I miss anything? But here's
right.
what you can do. Because you're looking for something. That's why you're saying all I seen was some horns on her head, and I don't know what that means, but, you know, pretty much that is some shit I'm looking for. I ain't looking for that, Ms. Blue. I need you to tell me the woo-woo.
Right.
That's what it is. That's truly what it is. Here's what I'm going to tell you, and I am going to tell you some of the woo-woo, but I promise you, you'll never be able to tap into it for real if you don't do it and do your work from an authentic place. And that is, the message to you is that you are definitely one of your works here is energy healing. But you already know that.
I've recently felt that, yes.
No, you already know that. You ain't, this ain't no, oh, I woke up today and it just hit me. No, you know that.
Yeah, I'm coming to accept that. I won't say, no, I'm more accepting that now.
You wasn't struggling with it. Be honest, you wasn't struggling. Other people were struggling with it. You wasn't struggling with it. You don't struggle with your work. Period. You know, that's like somebody coming to get me and say, Miss Blue, do you want to be the queen? And I say, oh, I struggled so hard, and I didn't want to do it, you know, but I'm finally coming to grips with I'm the queen. You don't struggle with that. You understand? Not like that. That's not the struggle. But here is the struggle when they begin to talk about it. Is about whether you're willing to truly do the work for it. And I understand about confirmation, because a big part of even the work you'll be doing, people are going to come to you for that confirmation. And here's the thing I need you to never forget. They're going to want you to be fucking honest and not bullshit them. So that's why I'm not bullshitting you. So you can remember this.
Absolutely.
So that dream that you had, is showing you that here are some places where jewels lie for you. Where you were at was inside of a museum. We can call it that. An ancient museum inside of a temple where they were showing you that these are all of the things that is connected with you. And you need to go back to study that for real, because how can you dismiss a statue and say it has a sun disc and some horns, and I don't really know what that means, and so I'm going to keep going to the next clue? Don't do that, not unless you want to be calling in here or with somebody else and still trying to come to grips with what you know, but trying to figure out why it can't manifest for you. Don't play games with your gifts. Take it serious. Have fun with it, but don't take yourself too fucking serious. Or it's going to block you. You'll never get the clues. Because one thing you can't fool, you can fool everybody, but you can't fool spirit. If you don't have a pure heart, there's certain places your ass just ain't going to get into.
Right.
So that's where you be pure and innocent. And that's also where you be hungry. You know that you're connected. It felt right to you. Hell, you're not calling me saying, oh, my God, I was so scared and there were horns and some damn disc.
No.
And they were, and I was like, you wasn't scared. It felt very natural to you.
Yes, it did.
There are tons of information out there on the Internet, and you can begin to study this and Google this. You're already doing yoga. You're already studying the chakras. And you trying to tell me you've seen two serpents and you don't know what that means? Of course you do. But I get it, too, because sometimes we need to say, I don't really want to say what I think it is, so let me call Ms. Blue and let Ms. Blue tell me, and shit, then I can know it's real. I get that. There's a part of that that's called confirmation. It's about what the work is about, a big part of it, especially when you're engaging it with other people. We all look for that confirmation.
Right.
What I'm telling you is that That's what you want to do. You want to help other people. You want to be able to do this not only for yourself, but to help other people with it, correct?
Yes, that is very correct.
Then you have to own that, baby girl. Don't try to bullshit, especially not Miss Blue. Don't come on here playing like you don't know nothing and, oh, you lost in the blue. No, the hell you're not.
No, but I can honestly say, yes, I know I want to go in that direction, but I guess I missed on how the dream tied into what I wanted to do, and I'm not really sure how I missed that.
Well, you missed it by trying to play like you don't know, for one. That dream ties into you, because when you go back and you study goddess energy, goddess energy is all about healing. These things you're calling yoga, these things that we're calling chakra work, all of these things the goddesses did. They did this. When you study the goddess Hathor, she is over that energy of sexual energy. All of them moves that you doing in yoga and think they real sexy, oh, she did that and then some. Study that. Study them goddesses. It was given to you. The vision was there for you. Study that. Study the snakes. Not as our Western world see the snakes, but as our ancestors seen the snakes. Study that. The widget. Study what the goddess, the widget, was about. Study that energy. Understand that what we are calling the healing symbol today, the caduceus, is two of the serpents that were there.
Yes.
So it is simply time for you to get into sacred work. And sometimes it is going to be clueless. But you know that you're not on the wrong path. And just because sometimes the answers don't come like that, because that's how we are as humans. I love human beings. They're some of the most fascinating creatures on the planet. They want answers like that. And if we don't find it, it's like, oh, well, I don't understand. Keep digging. Go a little bit further, because I guarantee you, if you would have sat with just studying that one goddess just a little bit longer, it would start to unravel for you, and you will see how it is all connected to you and everything that you desire to do. So, no, you didn't miss any clues. They're all still waiting for you, and they're all right there. It's about you, and it's about your work. It was a very, very divine dream. Very divine.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. And then I want you to come back and tell us what you done learned. How about that? That's one to grow on.
I definitely promise I will do that.
All right, I'm going to hold you to it, and I know how to find you.
Yes, you do. You do, literally. I believe that. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. And listen to the show on Sunday, because you're going to get some good clues there, too. So peace and love.
Okay,
peace and love. Oh, wow. All right. How many minutes we got left, y'all?
We got like 5 minutes left.
Wow, what a remix. Where did we start? Cat and Chill, all about dreams. Well, we have 5 minutes left to go. Like I said, Sunday night, it's going to be a great share. Siva Huru is coming to the forum. We're going to be talking about the goddess history. I am so excited about that. A lot of goddess energy came up tonight, too. You notice that?
Yes. I was like, this sounds like the priesthood. Yes, indeed.
It sounds like the priesthood. good. And I see a lot of the priestess are in the house tonight, and we're having so much magical fun in there. I can't even tell you guys. I can't even tell you guys about that. And then also don't forget, for those of you who are self-invested, and this is for those of you who became self-invested tonight. All right, we're only going to ring the bell once. For those of you who became self-invested tonight, don't forget, Brother Bilal is going to be talking all about numbers, and he's going to be doing that in self-invested on Saturday. That's going to happen Saturday evening. Check your mailbox. You're going to get where the divine sacred space is and where it's going to be at. So we have a fun, past knowledge, all kinds of weekends. You're getting it from all angles. You got me, you got Sister Esther, you're going to have Brother Bilal on Saturday, Sunday, Siva Huru, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And on. A powerful weekend. Yes, it is, Kali Mark.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Well, Esther, it's always cool hosting with you. When we do these shares here, because we never know where it's going to end up. We
exactly.
don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We are definitely in the mystery with it. And, it's been a great week, from the priestesshood to Color Is My Magic, the self-invested class, the classes coming up, to the share tonight, and, wow, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
All kinds of things. Yeah.
It's on and popping. We are definitely, you can tell we have entered into that next dimension, or we've been there,
yes.
and we just kind of on full speed because everything
yes.
is popping off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is. I'm going to try. We got like 2 minutes left to go, so you guys know what to do. If you like the show, damn it, like the show. Like it on iTunes. Like it on Facebook. Like it on Twitter. Like it right here. And download. If you loved it, I want you to love it. Leave a comment. We want to hear what you got to say. Know all the action's going to be happening over on the Remix Radio page. Like that
yes.
page. Go over there.
Yes.
Leave some comments. It's been some great discussions going on over there. If you're not there, I don't know where you're at, but you need to get on over there and, jump into those
Indeed.
Discussions. Yes. And don't forget
And if you
to contact-
like...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead, Ms. Brooke. Go ahead. No, I was going to say, if there are any sisters or brothers out there who have experienced what was talked about in that song, Bad Girls, post on
oh,
Remix
yes.
Radio so that Ms. Blue
yes.
can know, not just Esther talking. If you
yes.
have experienced that, post on the Remix Radio so we can get a discussion going about that.
Yes, yes. I'm going to stay up for that. I'm going to be looking to see. So I'm going to stay up for that. I'm getting ready to head over there right now. I'm getting ready to head over there. I am. I promise you. So I just want to say, you guys, I love you guys. It's been an amazing show. It's always cool hanging out with my peeps, my family, my soul group, as we do what we do right here, Remix Way. And I'll see you guys over there because I want to see that. Otherwise, Esther's going to be singing this song all night long. That's what Esther's going to be singing. If you guys don't get over there, just tell me that you're doing it.
It's like I need to tell someone, anyone to listen, and that's what I mean to mess up. Yeah, I forget about the consequences. For a minute there, I lose my senses. And in the heat of the moment, my mouth starts going, the words start flowing. But I never meant to hurt you. I
yeah,
know
that's
time
what
that I learned to treat the people I love like I wanna be loved. This is a lesson learned, and I hate that I let you down. And I feel so bad about it. I guess karma comes back around, 'cause now I'm the one that's hurting, yes. And I hate
could have kept it between us, but Jessie went and told the whole world how she's feeling. So I sit and I realize, with these tears falling from my eyes, I gotta change if I wanna keep you forever. I promise that I'm gonna try. I never meant to hurt ya. I know it's.
Y'all better go post those comments. Y'all better go post those comments, or Esther's gonna be singing that song. Oh gosh, we gotta get out of here. Peace and love, you guys. We're getting ready to head over to the Remix Radio page. I will see you guys over there. Download, download, download. Don't forget, Self-Invested tomorrow. Don't forget, on Sunday night, Siva Haru, God is History. We'll all be in the house. Much love to you guys. Peace and love.
Peace, Remix family.
Peace and love. Much love, Warren Spirit. We're going to get out of here so I can make sure Esther is going to have to come the next time we do a show. If y'all don't start posting some comments, she's going to be singing.